Blog Talk Radio.
It's Thursday evening. I'm Gwen Berry in South Florida, and Nicole Tomasini is with me in New York City, and this is The Consciousness Shift. Thank you for tuning in.
You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The Matrix.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church. When you pay your taxes, it is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
Nick, how's your week going?
Good, good. That's one of my favorite movies of all time, The Matrix. Nice choice.
We're just here digesting our red pill.
That's right. Nice. Yeah.
I have to thank Pinko the Bear for that one. He uploaded it. I'm eternally grateful for that. I'd like remind folks till the end of this month they can get on over to Kickstarter.com and help out Tuatha Dea. That's the band we had on a couple of weeks back, and they're trying to raise money to make an album, a CD, an album. Okay, Retro Gwen is here tonight.
I still say album as well. It just sounds more official than CD.
next I'll be loading up yummy. I got love in my tummy. Oh, like that, girl. Anyway, yeah. Where was I? Tuatha Dea. They are a wonderful band. You can't really pin them down, but. You could call them Celt drummers, or you could call them Yaya drummers. Really, they do a wonderful drumming circle, and they've turned it into a band. It's pretty much a predominantly family pressing group. They're really wonderful, and they have a Kickstarter program for a CD they're trying to put together with Wendy Rule and Spiral. Spirit Spiral, well, I'm not good on the group, but go over to Kickstarter. Even giving $5 makes a big difference, and they're darn close to their objective, their goal. So
nice.
Go on over and put them over, and we'll remember to try and play off with one of their songs tonight. Anywho, so that's nice. Yes.
Very. Yeah, very spirit moving. Their music is, I would say.
It's good stuff. I want to remind folks that now there are 5 nights a week that or 5 days a week that Here Be Monsters has programs going. But I want to remind folks that tomorrow night at 11 p.m. they can listen to Anita Stewart and Wise Woman Media. And her guest this week, she's got a really terrific guest, and I'm looking it up as we talk. Sorry, I wasn't prepared there at that moment. I'm finding it hard to find her post because she has so many folks posted before it. She's having a wonderful lady on tomorrow night, and I can't actually find it. But here's the thing. You can come on board. Her name is Pam. So she's part of the Tampa garden up there. I'm still looking for it. Good Lord, Anita, you post way too much.
Navigating the seas.
It's Wise Woman Media tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Tune in. You won't regret it. She puts on a very good show. And we'll have on the second half, we'll have on a guest who is going to be on with us on Saturday. And that's going to be fun. We've got astrology on board too. So I was telling you, how have you been, Nick? How's it shaking up there?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we're all dealing with this a lot of us are dealing with this cold, the sinus business. So I've been a little under the sea, sort of a feeling in my head. But it's just sort of continued with what the feeling has been like the last 2 days, because our weather has been all over the place. I think maybe a lot of other people's weather has also been all over the place, like yours too, yeah?
Yeah, it actually has.
And I think that definitely does something to affect us, and I think that's part of the shift with the earth and the energy and us being a part of it. So it's been a little bit dreamy as well. I feel like a lot of downloads happening. That's how my week has been.
Well, speaking of downloads, somebody who I've thought of as a teacher who has a really wonderful program to share is a lady by the name of Dr. Jean Houston. And I've wanted to take her social activism and social artistry courses before, but I've never had the opportunity because the timing was never right. But she has downloaded a few tapes of her seminars, giving like 3 keys of it and such, which is now called Discovering and Living Your True Purpose. And it's very good. She's what she has done, I think, very, very well, is she has modernized some of that old magic. I mean, it's ritualistic what she talks about, but she puts it in meditative visualizing terms, and she awakens us with our senses, and it's a lot like listening to Abraham, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to play some of her for our audience tonight so they could get an idea of just exactly what Dr. Houston's message is like. What do you think?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'm going to put some of it on. Let's hope it works out.
Sure, he's the wisest person I know. Oh, come on. That's you. That's your voice. That's your mind coming out of that cockamamie gummy's mouth. Jack, I suppose ultimately it is. But you know, when I ask him these questions and he answers, I haven't got the faintest idea what he's going to say next. And what he says astonishes me every time. It is so much more than anything I know myself. Well, you know, friends, at that moment, I felt my future, and perhaps my future profession, kind of walk across my soul, and I knew that I would devote the rest of my life to finding out that's so much more. So, yes, we have a 7-week course, and I'm going to make it available to you at the end of this call, but right now, let's look more deeply at the three keys. The first key, key one, opening to the limitless field of possibility within your body-mind system, activating a whole new body-mind sensory system, which gives you great acuity. Also activating high-level creativity, contacting the incredible field of new intelligences, personalities, capacities. We have to begin by letting go of old structures and habits so as to acquire new capacities, new habits. Now, what I'm trying to do is show you how to gather your capacities and skills to accept and therefore to manifest your vision of your higher destiny, the one that's been waiting for you all your life to finally show up. Now, I know that there's a great deal of emphasis out there on first getting rid of the old habits. You know, that's a good way to go. But I have also found that when we have the lure of becoming, when we have a sense of the new possibilities that we can be, sometimes, not always, but sometimes, they help to override the old habits. So an artful approach to finding your higher destiny has to do with using your body, mind, and heart in ways that enhance the discovery of your deeper purpose. There simply is more to you than what you have felt that you are. I mean, there are more hooks and eyes to catch the higher purpose. So let's begin by activating some of these hooks and eyes. Let's begin with sensory acuity, sensing something of the expanded use of your body and its many potentials. I once made a study of 55 of some of the most creative people in North America. What they had, friends, was high-level sustained creativity. Among them were names that some of you might know. They had been research subjects of mine for years. Margaret Mead, Joseph Campbell, Buckminster Fuller, Joseph Salk, even before Linus Pauling. A lot of people who were not well known, but they had this high level sustained creativity. And I discovered that although they were very, very different from each other, they had some very critical things in common. They were archaeologists of their own mind. They were spelunkers in the caves of their own creativity. They were able to activate their inner sensory capacities and then apply these to any project they were engaged in. Let me give you an exercise now to do something not unlike what they did for themselves. I want you, first of all, to think about something that you would really like to do, some project or way of being that you would like to take on in a fairly short period of time, say, oh, the next few months or a few weeks even, okay? Okay, do you have a project? Do you have something that you would like to do? Now, the first thing I'm going to do is show you how to use your inward imageries in such a way as to activate this project. Because thinking in images creates fire in the mind, visions in the soul, energy in the body. It helps you not only to finish the project, but to do so in ways that it's comfortably into the patterns of your inner universe. Let me show you how to do this. I'm going to run you through various senses. I'm going to give you things to think about, and then I'm going to ask you to think about using these different senses around your project. So let's begin with taste. That's always a good one. All right, I want you now to taste a crisp, juicy apple in your imagination, crisp, juicy apple. Now I'd like you to taste vanilla ice cream. Would you now taste hot buttered toast. Those of you who want to can put marmalade on. Would you please now taste the green salad, the kind with the field greens that bunch you back? A little olive oil branches. And here's a big one. Would you please taste an angel food cake or a big white cake topped with dark chocolate minted mousse and gobs of whipped cream? Now taste something of the celebrational dinner you're going to have when you finish your project. Let's go on to smell. I want you to smell a garden of roses. I want you to smell the sea, the waves as they lap in on the shore. I want you to smell a meadow after a rain. Would you please smell hot buttered popcorn? Would you please smell a pine forest? I want you to smell bread baking. I want you to smell your project. Don't worry about the logic of it. Just smell. Imagine what your project smells like. And now touch. I want you to touch the long, soft, bony nose of a horse. I want you to plunge your hands into a barrel of potato chips and break up as many as you can. I want you to walk through a swimming pool filled with warm honey. I want you to play patty cake with a small child. I want you to climb a tree. You know what that feels like, climbing a tree. Now touch your project as it's being completed. Have a sense of touching. Now we'll go to hearing. I want you to hear the rain falling on the roof. I want you to hear an opera singer holding her highest notes. I want you to hear vast applause. I want you to hear a chorus of my singing the Hallelujah chorus. I want you to hear Martin Luther King giving his speech, I have a dream. I want you to hear something that has to do with the accomplishments of your project. Now we move to seeing. I want you to see a sunrise. I want you to see a magnificent sunset. I want you to see the space shuttle taking off. I want you to see a falling star. I want you to see a good friend's face. I want you to see your own face. I want you to see your project being completed. And now, my friends, I want you to see, hear, touch, taste, smell, feel the project again. Run it through all your senses, because if you run your project through all your senses, what it does is engage the sensory powers of the mind. It begins to set up a kind of probability pattern, a neuronal enthusiasm, a hormonal energizer that tends to help you stick to, follow through on the project. And indeed, after this call is over, if you put on some rousing music and you dance to the project and you sing and you clap and you play with it, and you incarnate it and you run it through your senses, oh, folks, it really begins to take up residence in your mind-body system, and you will feel so much more inner passion and persuasion to follow through on it, you see.
Nick, you still with me? Nicole?
Yeah, I actually can hear it better from the computer play out than I could in my earphones, so...
That's Dr. Jean Houston and her three keys download from her seminar, the one she's currently doing, which is called The Three Keys to Discovering Your True Life Purpose. purpose. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful download to get. You can get it for free. You just, you know, subscribe to her email list. And she basically puts it on for you, or brings it over to you, mails it to you. But what I was saying was she's taken the eldest of ritual and put it into a wonderful format so that people are, you know, they're doing the ritual. Because all of those journeys through the senses, that's ritual.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so great to have so many of these awesome tools. It seems so obvious. You're like, well, of course you would want to wake up all the senses about a project or anything that you love so much and not only experience it for yourself through all these different senses, but having all the vibration completed by all these sides.
Yes, but most people don't really look at the world from that perspective.
Sure.
They don't realize, and that's it has a lot to do with manifestation. Folks don't really consider that manifestation or bringing into our world and our lives, building and creating our dreams is all about feeling it and attracting what we need to make it happen. And this exercise that Dr. Houston has provided with the senses is extraordinary because that's the manifestation spell, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so interesting, you know, she said, think of a project. And I immediately just thought of singing in general and a lot of the songs we're working on now. And when she said, you know, what does it taste like? Immediately it was like, dark cherries, a cigar, smoky wine.
That's great. Yes, what these exercises do is they urge us to expand who we are by, you know, creating more of us in experience through our imagination, you know?
Mhm.
It's really quite wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like who thinks of these things that you love so much in these different ways. But like I said, and you said too, it helps you also to enjoy so much more of the experience. It's like dabbling in these other sensory joys that we have. But yet, I've never thought to think of something I'm doing in these ways, but yet it seems so obvious. Really great share, Gwen.
Yeah, I'm going to be listening to it, I think, again and again, because it's an exercise for not just, you know, pushing back the negativity, bringing the positivity in, but it's also an exercise for good mental health and for good physical health, because, hey, when you feel good, your body reciprocates,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right, absolutely.
So we have a back-end guest on the last part of the show here. this is the lady who's going to be doing the Saturday show on Here Be Monsters, Joni Ross, astrologer, and her show is going to be called Under the Moon. And it's really nice to have someone with us who's going to be providing some astro muse, you know?
Yeah, cool. Welcome, Joni.
Let me get her on here. Joni,
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I wasn't sure what was going on. I had to hang up and come back on. But I love that designing your way in to yourself, especially we're having this eclipse on today.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And it's a perfect time to have played that one.
I thought it was really good. Things are, it's all about timing. Things happen as they're supposed to. I also want to address, we have, I think it's Athena's Mind is the name of the person on the phone holding. We actually have guests tonight, so we're not taking calls right now. But I think they're listening in through the phone call. But I did want to acknowledge Athena's Mind. So, Joni,
hi.
How are you today?
Great. I feel great. How are you?
Tell us about the eclipse and what the full moon is in and all the goodies.
Well, you know, eclipses are moments where the sun and the moon and the nodes all line up, or the ecliptic, and we all have that opportunity to get into this alignment and make shifts ourselves. Eclipses always have represented times of change, and especially if the eclipse is affecting your chart, either on the angles or the planets or your moon especially, you're going to see that opportunity is really strong in that moment. Sometimes people aren't aware of this and they're upset, or they just feel it and they don't know what that means, but it's always a great opportunity. And this full moon is in the sign of Scorpio, which is ruled by Pluto, and Pluto is the planet of transformation, deep connecting with your own emotions, really issues that have been carried into this life from very important things that mean a lot to you. You might not connect with those things anymore, but you still have that energy. So this is the time where you can really release it, and in your daily life, because it's a full moon opposing Taurus, which is the reality, it's the perfect time to use that impetus of those feelings to really make a decision to release what's holding you back from accomplishing what you want to accomplish and being the essence of you without all the kind of encumbered energy that you're holding on to. So it takes a while, but it's a very powerful process, and this is the moment to shift it.
Wow,
and then,
that's awesome.
And also the other thing is that this full moon, this is an eclipse, but a partial eclipse. We're going to have two more eclipses after this. But this eclipse is a strong full moon, really, rather than a very intense eclipse. And right now, Saturn is joining the eclipse, and so is Mars. And Saturn-Mars opposing each other always has to do with kind of the best manifestation for that is training. So really see yourself as your own challenged person to become who you really want to be, and that everything you're going through right now is the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
And that you will win as long as you don't kind of blob out or give up.
Mm-hmm.
So
forget what you're doing, right?
Well, you can forget
you
what
are.
You're doing if you're strange.
I think at any age, right? You know, the mission, the journey, like what the true purpose is, getting bogged down with other things, you know, like see the path.
Yeah.
That's such great advice there. Go on.
Well, the thing about the, you know, we all get bogged down in our life and our stories and our personal karma, but we forget that we're just really connected to everything, that we are everything, essentially. And so the moon and the, you know, being here on the earth and being in the solar system, we're not controlled by that, but we are very much part of it every minute. We're feeling the energy, but the universe feels our energy too. So I think this is, at the full moon especially, it's a great time to really check it out. And the only way to really see yourself in this kind of energy is the deeper self. So I loved what you played, and I think everyone can do their own ritual, whether it's celebrating, drumming, meditating, looking up at the moon, and where you're in your fancy pool. Whatever you do, people can do that here in Florida. It's very cool, actually. But whatever it is that you can do to just know that the way to connect to the universe is from inside you. And that, you know, if you just look at the moon, you can kind of feel it. Well, the moon knows that too.
Well,
you know, the moon.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, and visualizing and tasting and smelling your goals, that would be really, that says connectivity to me. It's grounding it in your person.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling it in your full body, not just your physical body, but all your bodies. And because our senses are really very mercurial. I mean, they're out of body. So doing those kinds of exercises would be really, this is the time to do it, huh?
Oh, yeah. And also your taste and your smell are extremely connected. And smell really will bring up memories. So the memories aren't so that you actually detail remember anything, but that you process what those memories represent. Because we all are evolving through whatever reaction we have to the past and transforming it in this moment. So I think all those kinds of things, you know, even if you're not consciously mercurial and understand it, it's just happening in an organic way when you do it like that. It's incredible.
Right. Well, that sounds good. It sounds like with the right information out tonight.
So I want to thank you for... Oh, you go ahead. I was going to say, just thank you for...
I was going to ask you if you could let folks know what time your show is going to be on and what you're going to present on it.
Okay. Gwen and Nick, thank you very much for sponsoring our show, Under the Moon. And the show is really celebrating diversity, which is each one of our horoscopes. And other discussions on why and how and why we should use astrology, how we can use it, how the symbolism of the moment affects us and the cycles that we all will be experiencing and how we experience them individually. We're going to try to talk about each week how things are going astrologically, and people are totally welcome to enter the conversation. I won't be doing readings online, but I can really talk to people about how they can have a reading if that's something they feel will be helpful. But more we want to talk about people's impressions of astrology and how and what they want.
That
what they want to know.
It sounds very interactive.
Well, I'm hoping it will be. I'm going to do the first show with someone who's been interested in astrology for many years. I met her 15 years ago as a client, and she has a completely different profession, but she studies astrology with me, and we are going to take questions. And
great.
Yeah.
Cool.
So that's going to be at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoons right here on Blog Talk Radio on Hear Me Monsters.
Thank you.
It's called Under the Moon with Joni Ross, astrologer. Joni, will you stick with us for a little while longer?
Sure.
Great. I was thinking that I would check and see if the caller has something that they wanted to say, just to be polite. She's been on
sure.
for half an hour. So I'm going to open the mic up to Athena's Mind. Are you there?
Hi. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. That's very polite. I was just listening in. Because I'm in Jordan, I get a better connection through Skype.
Oh,
cool.
Wonderful.
Welcome.
Yeah,
welcome.
We've already had the full moon and the eclipse.
And how'd it go over there?
Everything's good, although, you know, in the beginning of the show when you were saying about how everybody's kind of feeling with the sinuses and we're, you know, getting all these downloads and clearing, I fully agree. That's me.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
That universal consciousness is really kicking it up a notch, I think, even when it has to do with sinuses as well.
Yeah, it's weird because yesterday I was fine. And today it's all coming out. I'm just like, it's the full moon. So thank you very much for, and I'll just listen in. It's been very interesting.
Okay. You're very welcome, and thanks for being one of our listeners. We appreciate you guys.
You're welcome.
She sounds like she's here, wherever that is.
Yeah.
She's actually in Jordan, so that's pretty far. That's the Middle East. The weather's just a whole lot different over there. Although our bowl here in the United States last summer was pretty awful, I don't think it's supposed to be this year. What does the astrology? Do you ever check that out, Joni? The astrology, the astrological charting for weather patterns or anything like, is that something that's possible?
You asked me that, and I think it's a very interesting study, although it's not what I focus on.
Okay.
I know that there's ways to study trends of all kinds. Based on astrology, including the stock market.
Oh, yeah.
The weather. And it's a very interesting thing. But for me, I'm really more of a counseling astrologer looking in personal reality and people.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, that's what most people are actually the most interested in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and but it's all, you know, it's all connected. If you understand energy, you can apply it to anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's like we had a huge, I wonder what the astrological chart would say on the blip that happened on the stock market because of the phony Twitter feed that went out about the White House being bombed. It lasted for a few hours and then righted itself.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, considering what's going on astrologically, a lot of things are happening. Some of which are very diverting and confusing.
Mm.
You know,
yeah, go on, please.
No, I mean, right now, you know, this is the time period of kind of chaos, in a sense, or many, many things that were during, now that Pluto is in the sign of Capricorn, you know, it has to be straightened out. And until that happens, a lot of things just feel less protected, less secure. But that's so that we can build a more solid foundation as a society.
It's a catalyst for change, yeah?
Yes. Yes.
And really the best way to face it is to carry on, right?
Not just to carry on, but determined to thrive.
Okay. That's very useful information. You know, I needed to hear
that.
Yeah, we all do. And that's why I love your Blog Talk Radio, because as you said, it's about people that really have an important feeling about the world getting to really share without a hidden agenda what matters. And they support each other.
Yes, that's true. Everyone's voice, it counts. I agree. Mm-hmm.
There's no cover-up. There's no cover-up.
No, but I was watching... before we came on, I actually watched the BBC News, and they're rioting over in the streets tonight in Madrid, or they were last night in Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
And they're unemployment, especially for college-age kids and people under 30, has risen to over 50%. Over 50% in a major Western manufacturing country. When Joni says that lots of things are being shaken up so that they can be righted and that there's chaos, well, all you have to do is look at something like that and you really understand that, yes, there's great change being demanded right now.
Yeah. And where does the change really come from? Each one of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so interesting. The same thing with that factory building that collapsed in Bangladesh. One of these countries that's one of the biggest producing countries, and yet, you know, what is it? The security and the safety of their people is clearly on a low level of priority. But it's the same thing that I think we're all dealing with this onion that we're peeling away at, of ourselves, of starting to learn more and more of what is working. And the more you seem to learn that, you also see how what isn't working and what, you know, personal security, like how much are we protecting ourselves? How much are we protecting our heart? How much are we keeping our energy for ourselves? How much are we draining, you know, do we have leaks in our energy field, like you were saying, things that aren't moving. So it seems like, you know, when you can see this kind of contrast, it surely brings it to the forefront as something that needs to be addressed immediately. And that's great. Otherwise, you know, it can stay on the back burner. So I guess we're right on time.
Cooperating, reaching out into the community, that's what it's about. It's about taking the action that you can for the positive change. And I guess the planets are with us, or actually we're with the planets.
Well, they're doing what they're doing, we're doing, but they're connected. What we're doing is connected to what they're doing. That's how phenomenally mystical the universe is. Not...
You
know, whether we're conscious or not conscious of it.
Mm-hmm.
Great. That's great information. I'm going to pause for a small break here and do a little station identification. Listen up.
Twenty secure phones to assist in staying anonymous. $5,000. Fighting legal cases across 5 countries. $1,000,000. Upkeep of servers in over 40 countries. $200,000. Donations lost due to banking blockade. $15,000,000. Added cost due to house arrest. $500,000. Watching the world change as a result of your work. Priceless. There are some people who don't like change. For everyone else, there's WikiLeaks. To find out more about WikiLeaks financial blockade and how to donate, please visit wikileaks.org/support.html.
Progressive News Network. Tune in at 7 p.m. to Progressive News Network. Join News Director Rick Spisak as he talks with progressives from across the state and beyond on issues of war and peace, the environment, human rights, and our vote. 7 p.m. Eastern, www.newmercurymedia.com, pnn.html. That's www.newmercurymedia.com. There is a better world to come in. Solidarity and peace. Progressive News Network.
Well, you know, to that I would say we're creating the best world. We got to get some more commercials up, don't we? But at least at least I'm playing them. And I would also like to remind folks that you, this show, The Consciousness Shift, is sponsored by the I Love Nicole show over on YouTube. And Nick, why don't you give them an address where they can find you?
Sure, ilovenicoleshow.com. Taking a little bit of a hiatus, but if you haven't seen it, there's four shows there, a little bit of a blog, and lots more on YouTube. So it's a lot of conversations.
They're really great too. I love them. I love them. I especially love you in them. I like your intros. Those are cute.
I hope you're having fun on your hiatus.
Yes, I am. I am. A lot of music and a lot of, you know, drawing board, what's the new direction. So
great. Perfect.
You're also learning a lot. My God, you've become an editor and a mixer and everything else. You're doing a lot of that.
All tools of necessity when you're a one-woman show and people come in and out, you know, most you can do yourself.
Ah, sorry.
Uh-oh.
I'm determined to get on Skype to listen.
I would also like to remind everybody that this show is sponsored by DaughtersOfIsis.com. You can go over there and find a large catalog of different cultural aromacology and flower essence homeopathy. We create the fragrant memories of our ancestors over there. So please go and check us out at Daughters of Isis. And it's just the way it sounds, daughtersofisisalltogether.com. And that does it for our commercials. Joni, could you tell us before we leave tonight, what would be the best direction to go in astrologically for the week coming up?
Nice.
Well, tune in to the Under the Moon show on Saturday, and I'm going to be giving the whole week astrologically, weather-wise, at 4 o'clock on Wavy Monsters. And I think tomorrow we're going to have a very nice long moon void, which we have almost every other day. And the moon void, when we have them like this in long periods, it's a really good time to meditate and just be a little careful how you're scheduling. Today was a very dynamic day. Tomorrow is the moon void. Saturday, again, a strong day. So tune in on Saturday afternoon, and I'm going to give you a full update.
Okay, great. Nick, do you have any announcements or anything? We were supposed to have Reynolds and Linda on tonight from Hawaii, but they were unable to come. We got kicked off Blog Talk Radio last week when their original show was on, so they will be with us at the end of May.
Nice. Do I have any announcements? I guess when you said that, what I heard was the message of connecting with your tribe and having some nice rapport back and forth about where you're at and seeing the similarities between the people who are on your same frequency to ease the path a little bit. It seems that's helped me a lot in the past few weeks of, like you said, Joni, this chaos and, you know, just remembering where you're at. So I think a good tool for that is connecting with, you know, those people that understand you and love you no matter what. And mm-hmm. that nice rapport, it's sort of a little honey in your teeth.
Yes.
There you go. Well, folks, I think we pretty well did
the do.
I think we pretty well covered it. I'm looking for our sign off, and it's gone away. I have a lot of files these days, ladies. But I have. So anyways, next week we actually have Vila Spiderhawk with us, who's going to come on, talk about her vegan cookbook and all
nice.
The she uses to tell us recipes. It's an enchanting way to learn how to cook vegan. So we look forward to that next week. And please, folks, remember, tomorrow is Wise Woman Media with Anita Stewart and her guest, and that's at 11 p.m. Eastern. She's dropping it down to 10 p.m. next month, I think, but it's still slotted at 11. So I want to Nick, thanks for being with me, buddy.
Thank you, and thank you, Joni. It was great to listen to you.
Thank you, too.
Thank you very much for coming in and letting folks know what you're going to be doing, and we'll start driving folks in your direction. And that's our show for this evening, folks. We're going to give you something pleasant to remember us by for the week.
Have a great one.
They'll learn much more than we'll know.
on you. Stay safe over there. And we hope to see you again. This has been The Consciousness Shift with Gwen Berry and Nicole Tomasini. And we wish you namaste. Take care of yourself.